Gary, imagine a hard one to take. If you'd have taken your chances, you may well have got 3 points from that game.
Yeah, very much so. Like I say, the first 20, 25 minutes, we were very good. And like you say, we should have been 2-0 up. But their goalkeepers produced two very good saves. And then you look at the manner of their goal, and it's a slip from one of the defenders, and then they're disappointing that it's took a deflection. So, to go in at 1-0 down was very harsh on us. But I thought we carried on, we kept rallying, and Nathan D'Alfonso's had a great chance. And again, the big moments, and I think that's been the crucial bit for us today, the big moments have not gone our way.
Yeah, because imagine that first 20 minutes or so, that's the kind of level of performance that you're looking for on a more consistent basis.
Very much so. I thought the way that we came out, and Chris Hughton's done a wonderful job here, spent well in the summer. He's got some dangerous players, and like the way that we took the game to him was terrific. And like I said, we ruined missed chances.
You brought on Shane Duffy at the end just to give it a bit more height, and he very nearly scored an equaliser at the end. You put him up front, I should say.
Yeah. We've arrived here today, and then overnight we've lost two players through sickness and diarrhoea, which unfortunately they've had to be sent home overnight. And we could only put six subs on the bench, and then that's where we're at this moment in time with the embargo. If we can come out of it would certainly help us in terms of improving the squad and making that bigger. But with the options that we had, we felt we'd put big duffers up there, and he had one cleared off the line, and like I say, at the end, there's just that little bit of luck that you need for it to nestle in the goal rather than just clipping the bar and going over.
Where do you go from here? You've got one more space in the squad, haven't you? You're just desperate to get that FFP out of the way.
From a manager's point of view, yeah, of course, because it's very difficult when you can't compete financially in the market. But I think with what we've got in the building, you've seen today that we've come here and put up a real fight. And again, we should have been going away speaking about a point at minimum.
Happy with Tom Lawrence's contribution?
I thought he can do more. I know he can do more. So he's got more to come. And again, he's only joined us on late for a Thursday night, and we're working tirelessly to get bodies in. And I'm pleased with the fact that the number of chances we're creating, and when you consider that we've not really had that much time on the training pitch with it being Saturday, Tuesday. So, we're looking forward to now to a big week leading up to the Bolton game, where we can get some real good work done and get ready for that game, because, it's a great game for us.
One more question, Gary. Jordan Rhodes, how far was he off making today's game?
No, he didn't travel today, so he's back at home, and, he's getting treatment. So hopefully, he can be ready for the Bolton game, because, like I say, the chances that we're creating, and with him in the team, that he will convert those ones.
Can you give us a percentage chance of him making Friday?
I'll give you a percentage chance on Monday when we see him after this weekend.